Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, what a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Amen. Amen. Good afternoon and praise the Lord and welcome to Jabez Radio One. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. And Jabez Radio One is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Amen and praise God. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm glad about it. What about you? Jesus Christ, he woke me up this morning and started me on my way. And I just thank and praise him. He had allowed me another day that I could just breathe the breath of life. And to God be the glory. And I say thank you. Not only do I thank and praise him, but I thank him that I can go to him, the rock that is higher than I, and I can go to his secret place. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And it's an awesome privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. I thank and praise God that he led me to prayer this morning. Jesus had told the disciples, can ye not watch with me 1 hour? We have to watch and to pray. We talked about prayer 2 weeks ago, how we want to pray without ceasing. And we want the spirit of prayer to be upon us. And the only way we're going to have that mindset is to have the mind of Christ. And that's what we're talking about today, the mind of Christ. Our scripture is coming out of the book of Philippians and the second chapter. The book of Philippians and the second chapter. And we'll begin reading at the 5th verse. Philippians 2 and 5. And it reads, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. Father God, we thank you for just being able to serve you, Lord Jesus, and to go boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy in the time of need. Father God, we come right now asking you that you cleanse us from secret faults and forgive us of our sins and allow us to walk in the newness of life in the spirit of God that we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. And let us have a mind of Christ, the mind of Christ Jesus, to live holy, to think holy, to want to be holy and to talk holy and to walk holy in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us that mindset, Father God. And your word says there first must be a willing mind. Give us each and every listener a willing mind, Father God, to have the mind of Christ and to ask you to give us that mind to think on those things that are lovely, that are just, that are pure, and that are of a good report in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen. The mind of Christ. Jesus lets us know in Philippians, the second chapter, that he didn't make of himself any reputation. He didn't want to be a big shot, if you will. He didn't want to have a big name. When Jesus even went around healing people, he didn't even want nobody to know. He would just heal people, and he would teach in the synagogue, and he would go. He was about his Father's business, and he did the work that God had called him to do. And when his work was done, hallelujah, he said at the cross, it is finished, my God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. See, we have a work to do. And while we're in this earth, we must work while it's day.
because night is coming in the spiritual realm where no man can work. That means when Jesus calls us, he will. It's not an opportunity for us to get it right. We would have had been right to be with Jesus because we have to be spend eternity with Jesus because we have to stand before the judgment seat of God. We have to stand before God and give an account of all the deeds done in this body and every idle word that proceedeth out of our mouth. And we know that life and death is in the power of the tongue. So we have to be able to speak those things as not as though they were and speak life, amen, and speak not death but life unto our situation and to our life. And we can do that if we have the mind of Christ because we're thinking on those things that are holy. We're thinking on those things that are just, that are pure and of a good report. We're not thinking on evil things or evil thoughts because we can see it in our mind and our mind can cause our body to be corrupt because as a man thinketh, amen, the Bible says, so is he. So if we thinking evil, are we evil? If we thinking holy, are we holy? Yes, because we want to have the mind of Christ. So as we thinketh, so are we. Amen. So this is why it's important to ask God to give us a mind of Christ, to have that mind so we can be holy and be not only think holy, but be holy. Because Jesus said, be holy for what I am holy. And holiness without no man shall see the Lord. So Jesus wants us to have the mind of him, not the mind of the world, because the things of the world, it doesn't make sense. It confounds the wise because the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So when you are wise, the things of the world, that makes sense because you are not of, you, we are in the world, but not of the world. And we want to be wise as serpents, but harmless as doves. So we don't want to be in our worldly flesh. We don't want to walk in the flesh or have the desires of the flesh because we know the pleasures of this life are what? For a season. Amen. And but the joy that the Lord gives is everlasting, eternal. We can be happy, but Jesus can give us joy. The world can make you happy. People can make you happy. They can give you a birthday gift or a Valentine's gift. They can make do things to make you happy. But joy comes from the Lord. And the joy is it gives you, Jesus gives, unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's the kind of joy that we're talking about. You so joyful in your spirit that you can't even utter what it, you can't even explain how you feel. Hallelujah. That's the kind of God we serve. And that's where we want to be. We want to have the mind of Jesus Christ. We talked about 2 weeks ago, I ministered at Glory Revealed Mission, and I mentioned to people wanting to have something to make them feel good. People want something to make them feel good. They don't want to be it reproved where it hurts. If it shoe fit, wear it. Because God wants, he said he reproves a favorite son. And I told the assembly that God will take you, Jesus, he will take you to paradise. See, there's a lot of places that we can go in this world. We can travel the world. But Jesus can take you to paradise. Hallelujah. What about that? Look at God. Paradise. That will just blow your mind. See, there's no paradise here on this earth. So we got to lay hold on eternal life, right? Amen? Eternal life. Because we want to spend eternity with Christ Jesus. Amen. And we have to have the mind of Christ so that we can be like Christ if we have his mind. Because what is our soul made of? Our soul is made up of our will, our mind, and our emotions. So Jesus tells us in his word,
I would that you would prosper and be in health as your soul prosper. So as we, our soul, which is our will, our mind, and our emotions, as our soul is prospering and we have in the mind of Christ, we're going to prosper. And we will be in health. Amen. Amen. That's the word of God. So Jesus tells us here in the Philippians, we see in Philippians 2 and 5, he's speaking here, and he's telling us to let this mind be in us, amen, that was in him, which was in Christ Jesus. He wants us, because the word of God, this Bible, was inspired by God, amen. It was written, but it was by men, but it was inspired by God. So Jesus Christ, the Word, is God, amen? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And the Word was with God, amen? And it became flesh, because Jesus dwelt among us, amen? And Jesus lets us know, he says, let this mind be that Jesus had, that was in him, be also in us. And who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And so Jesus wants us to what? Serve. Serve him with gladness. Amen. He wants us to be obedient unto death. He wants us to be a servant. Amen. A minister, which is a servant, and he wants us to serve one another. Amen. Be ye ministers of one another, servants of one another, having a servant mindset. Not that you want to exalt yourself. We want to exalt Jesus. Amen. He said, if I be lifted up, glory to God, I will draw all men unto me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, but if you humble yourself, I'll exalt you. He said, and if you exalt yourself, I'll humble you. So Jesus wants us to go, he wants us to take the low and meek way. Amen? Well, Michelle Obama, she'd always say, when somebody go low, you go high. Jesus wants us to be a servant. He wants us to be meek. He wants us to be lowly and to have his mindset. And Jesus will fix it. He'll work it out, because we want to exalt the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Praise God. The word of God is quick, it's powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. You know, one good thing about Jesus dying on the cross, you know, the veil was rent. Hallelujah. We can now enter into the Holy of Holies. Jesus Christ, we had the priests were in the days of old, the priests had to go before before God for the people. But now, guess what? The veil was rent when Jesus died or hung on the cross, and he rose again. Now we can enter into the Holy of Holies. We don't need a priest. We are our priesthood. He said we are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people that should do what? Show forth the praises of God that brought us out of darkness into this marvelous light. Because Jesus is the light of the world. Amen. A light that's on the city, a light that's hid on the house, on the light that's on the hill, it can't be hid. A house that's on the hill, you can see that house. And that light, if it's on the, in the house, is lit up on the hill, it's not going to be here. You can see it. If you're in the valley, you can see that house on the top. You can see that lighted house on the hill, in the valley. And Jesus wants us to be the living examples, the living, he said, epistles. Examples, epistles meaning examples. Be living examples. Living epistles, read of all men. People ought to want to look at us and say, I want to serve your God. Because Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And Jesus wants us to have his mindset, because if we have his mindset, remember, the word of God says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So if we have the mind of Christ, we're going to have his characteristics, amen, and Jesus' traits, his traits. And we're going to have what? Loving kindness. Because Jesus tells us, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Amen. Amen. Even when we're going through, we still have to ask God to help us be loving and kind. Amen. Because this all, every good and perfect gift, it comes from above, the Father of light. Jesus not only is the light of the world, but he's the Father of light. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's why the new city, the new Jerusalem, he said we won't need no light, because he is. He will light up the city, because he is the light of the world. He's the Father of light. Now, in this world, you have the father of lies, and that's the devil. Jesus said he is not the author of confusion, but he is the author of what? And finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He is the author and finisher of our faith. So if only we believe and we have that mind of Christ, there's no good thing that Jesus will withhold from us if we walk upright. But we have to have that mindset. And it starts in our mind. Amen. It starts in our mind. As we read on in Philippians, the second chapter, in the eighth verse, it says, and being in the, second chapter of Philippians, and now the eighth verse, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of the things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And the last verse, 11th verse, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. That song, that instrumental version of What a Friend We Have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. You know, we don't have to do anything. We don't have to worry. All we have to do is lay it at Jesus' feet. Go to God in prayer. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Jesus tells us to watch and to pray. He said, for night is coming when no man can work. He wants us to be found faithful and true. He said it would be that, he said, ministers, it is required of ministers who are what? Servants. We just read here that Jesus, he made no reputation and looked and took upon him, and he took upon him the form of a servant. And he made no reputation. So as we come as a minister, as a servant, we are all ministers of Christ. If we come believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and we confess it with our mouth and believe it, then that settles it. But God says we are his servants. He wants us to be his ministers, to tell everybody about him, the goodness of Jesus, that every knee is going to bow, every tongue is going to confess Jesus Christ is Lord. And Jesus said in his word, it is required of ministers to be found what? Faithful. Amen. We got to be found faithful. Amen. Faithful unto death. Quiet of ministers to be faithful
faithful steward. Jesus wants us to build our hope on things eternal. They hold on eternal life. And build ourselves up on our most holy faith, as he is our author and finisher of our faith. He wants us to have the mindset of Christ, that all we think about is Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noonday, and Jesus at night. Because if we think about it, it's all about the love of Jesus. If it had not been for the Lord Jesus Christ, who was on our side, where would we be? If it had not been. If Jesus had not went to Calvary and died for you and for me, where would we be? Where would we be if it had not been? If it had not been. So as we watch and we pray in these last and evil days, we need to ask God for the mind of Christ. Lord, give me a mind to think right. Give me a mind to live right. Give me a mind to do right. Give me a mind, Lord, to stay right. Give me a mind, Father God, of Christ Jesus. That's what we want to ask God. That should be our prayer. Because as a man thinketh, so is he. Let's be faithful, Jesus Christ. Be faithful in all that we do in our prayer. And Jesus told the disciples, can you not watch with me 1 hour? 1 hour. It amazes me. We do a lot of other things, but we can't even watch and we can't even pray with the church 1 hour. A week, 1 hour. Wow. Jesus, that's what he told the disciples. He said, they fell asleep. Jesus is seeking God is sitting at the right hand of he's seeking God is sitting up in glory. And the disciples, he said, can you not watch with me? They started to sleep, fall asleep. And Jesus tells us in his word to watch and pray. For you know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. So just know we have a friend. A friend in Jesus. And he sticketh closer than any brother. Amen. Any sister. Jesus is a friend. Hallelujah. A friend of God. And if we are Jesus' friend, then the Bible tells us if we are friends of the world, we're enmity with God. So if we are friends of Jesus and friends of Christ, then we are enemies of the world. We can't walk in the flesh and fulfill and walk in the spirit at the same time. We cannot serve two masters. We're going to love one or hate the other. Jesus Christ wants us to choose, and he wants us to have his mindset so that we can be found faithful unto death, that we can live holy, we can be holy, and we can fulfill the purpose he has called us on this earth and placed us on this earth to do. Then we can hear him say, well done, thou good and what? As a minister, faithful servant, enter now into the joy of the Lord. So, Lord, we ask that you help us. Help, Father, my mom that's on the line. Bless her and all the listeners, Father God. Bless us all with the mind of Christ, that we will be found, Father God, faithful unto death. That you will give us the mindset of you to do everything you have called us to do, to think on things that are holy, that are just, that are lovely, and are pure, a good report, in the name of Jesus. And that we can walk worthy in the vocation wherewith you have called us. And we hear you say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter now into the joy of the Lord. God bless you.